same time revealing himself, his identity, as the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Savior, and the Lord and Master. And in this chapter, after he had taken a towel and washed the disciples' feet, he says in verse 13, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am." Here he is saying the great I am as Master and Lord of the disciple. I am the door was uttered to those who were not his disciples. I am the way, the truth, and the life was uttered to those who had not known the way, who had not received him as Savior, who had not believed him on him as Savior. I am come to seek and to save that which was lost was uttered to those who had not come, who had not received him, who had not believed in him, who didn't know their sins forgiven, who were not born again. They had not ever come in contact by faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. So those I ams, I am the light of the world and so on, those were great I ams for those folk who have not trusted Christ as Savior, who have not believed on him. Now here's one now for the disciple, for those who have trusted Christ, those who know what it is to have their sins forgiven through faith in the Lord Jesus, the Savior, who died upon Calvary's cross so many years ago. Those who follow and who profess to live for him, who profess to try to live like he did and to live as God would have the followers of him to live on this earth, a Christian life, a true believer's life. He says, I am your master. You call me master and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. Yeah? He is the master of the Christian's life. And here's one way of determining whether or not in your own soul you can say, I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of my soul. Is the Lord the master of your life, or do you run your life just to suit yourself, to please you? To do what you wish to do what you think is best to do? Or do you say, if the Lord wills, do you say, I wonder if the Lord wishes me to do this? Do you look into the scriptures to find out what the will of the Lord really is? And if whether your life measures up to what is in the scriptures about how a believer should live? One who claims that the Lord Jesus is the master of their lives and not they themselves. We've committed our life over to him, such as Paul could say, so that I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Ah, yes. The submissive vessel, the pottery in the potter's hand. He does the making of the vessel. He does the directing. He molds and forms and makes it useful, the vessel. In like manner, we who profess to be Christians, we who profess to have said as the apostle Saul of Tarsus did before he became the apostle Paul, he said, when he was stricken by the light from heaven on the way to Damascus on the roadside, he said, Lord, he addressed him as Lord. Ah, yes, conversion had taken place. He knew it was the Lord who was speaking to him. Oh, my friends, when have you had a confrontation with the Lord Jesus? When have you directly dealt with the Lord Jesus by faith? And you have accepted his work on the cross for you. You have accepted him as your Savior. For salvation in reality is a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who could die on the cross for your sins, the only one who could put your sins away, and mine also. Now that you are saved, is he your master? Do you give him the reins to your life? Do you ask him to lead and guide you every day, every way, everywhere? Paul said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And that's what we must do when we claim him as our Lord and Master. We let him direct our lives. We let him choose what we're going to do. And we let him give us the strength and ability to go ahead and do that work that he leads us to do. So the disciples here have an I am from the Savior. I am your Master and Lord. And if we let the Lord, he'll direct our path, he'll direct our lives, he will use our lives for his honor and glory, and we'll be all the happier about it. We'll be delighted with it. It'll be the most useful, fruitful life that's possible to live. A happy life, a satisfied life, a gratifying life. Oh, yes, to see the Lord using you as an earthen vessel in this life down here, to be a blessing to mankind, to carry the gospel to them, to testify to others in a personal way, and to show them above all by your life and manner of conversation and so on that you've been with Jesus and learned of him. And then he goes on to say down in verse 19, now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Yes? Yes, he was telling them here that there was one going to betray him in verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. And so he's telling them that one of the numbers, that was Judas, of course, was going to lift up his heel against them. And I'm telling you this, he says, so that when it comes to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Who? The Lord and Master. The one who is going to be put on the cross. The one who is going to be rejected and reviled by man, his creature. And the whole world turned against him. And he says, now, I tell you beforehand, so that when it comes to pass, you'll know that I am he. Oh, yes. There's no mistake about it. No one else would have taken the cross. No one else would have submitted themselves to be taken by the angry mob. Everyone else would have run. Everyone else would have sought to hide. Oh, yes, there would be no comparison at all. There would be a contrast entirely. The Lord Jesus did not run. When the multitude came to him, and he said, whom seek ye? And they went backward and fell to the ground, and they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. He didn't try to hide his identity. He didn't try to elude them. He didn't try to get away from them. He submitted himself to them. And they took him. They took him as a prisoner. And they bound him as if he would run away. And he says, now when it comes to pass, you'll know that I am he. I'm the meek and lowly Jesus. I'm the one who came to be the Savior. Born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yeah. The one who's the master of all those that believe in him to the salvation of their own souls. I am he. Oh, friend, have you believed on him? This says, I tell you beforehand that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. I am he. Yet through the word of God now, God reveals to us the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God takes the word of God, the living word of God, and reveals to the soul that wants to be saved, reveals to them the Savior who loved them, who went to the cross, who died for them, and who now has risen and is alive forevermore. He's alive in glory. But his Holy Spirit here takes the word of God and shows you what the Lord Jesus did just for you as an individual and for me as an individual. Suffered, bled, and died. He didn't look like the Master then. No, but in order to be your Master and your Lord and mine, he had to die to put your sins and mine away, and to give us forgiveness, and to give us salvation, and to give us His Holy Spirit to indwell us, and to be the bread of life to us, and so that we might be blessed not only for time, but for all eternity, because He's the great I Am of past, of present, and of future, the one who will never pass away, the one who will not ever cease to be, the eternal Son of the eternal God, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, have you had a relationship established by your faith in the Lord Jesus for your own self, that He died just for you? Have you made Him yours by your acceptation? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Blessed Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus, the great I Am of time and eternity, the one who will ever live forevermore. We praise Thee for all who have trusted Him, and we pray Thy blessing upon others, that they will accept Him, they will meet Him by faith, and receive Him into their heart to change their lives, and He become the Master and Lord, and they be the obedient, humble followers, the happy followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our president, we pray for our country, and for all who are in authority. We pray, our Father, for the cabinet, the Congress, and the courts, and the governors, and the mayors. We pray Thee, Lord, for the mayor of our great capital city. The Lord undertake for these great men. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Amen.